Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of October, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Starting off with some good news, well, at least people that use Google Workspace out there. Your individual plans, yeah, they've had about 15 gigabytes of space. Some people said, yeah, it's enough. Other people said, no, I need a lot more than that. Well, how does 1 terabyte sound to you? Well, that's what you're going to be getting. Yes, those individual plans will get a significant storage upgrade. However, though, you're going to have to do a little legwork to get this thing going. To increase the capacity, you'll need to buy more storage through Google One. Google then says you won't need to do anything, as we'll upgrade their storage automatically. There's also some more options coming your way, particularly those people that send emails to multiple people. Now you'll be able to use mail merge tags, such as at the first name, so that you can actually personalize each and every email. Now, other than the usual places around the world that have workspaces for the individual, the plan is also rolling out to people in Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, Thailand, Argentina, Finland, and the Philippines. Well, I guess Apple's on the bigger is better bandwagon. That's because a really big iPad, yeah, may be in their future, and ours. Yes, from what we're hearing inside Apple HQ, they're developing a larger 16-inch iPad. In fact, if they stay on target with the development, they're hoping in the fourth quarter of 2023, it will be unveiled. And for those of you keeping track out there, this would be the biggest iPad model. That 12.9-inch iPad Pro, yeah, it ain't seen nothing yet. Now, obviously, a 16-inch iPad will definitely be targeting the creative professionals out there. Graphic artists, designers, you know, you get the idea. But it could also be targeting people out there that need a second display. Or people that just love a lot of real estate. Now, these rumors are coming from Marky Mark and the Gurman Bunch over there at Bloomberg. And he was actually the first to claim that Apple was exploring a larger iPad in late last year. And finally, Ford is ending the production of the Fiesta in Europe to make room for, as you guessed it, electric cars. Those of you familiar with the automaker's four-door vehicle will actually be the last combustible engine vehicle to roll off the German plant. And it will give way to the production of the Ford VW. This is the electric crossover that's coming next summer. However, though, it won't be an easy transition for the plant. They actually still have to invest about $2 billion to get the production line up and running. Once they do, though, Ford is hoping to produce, at least at the German plant, 1.2 million of them over the next 6 years. Martin Sander, who's actually the head over there at Ford Europe, actually sent out a tweet saying, as one era ends next summer, another one will be starting. Hashtag farewell Fiesta. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network. You hear me talk about it all the time. BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can find, of course, the news show, the latest Mac show, and the big show we're up over there, and so many other fine, fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network. Check us out on Facebook and give us a like there at British Tech Network. And we're on Twitter, too. Give us a follow there at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, well, we're actually going to be back at your way on Wednesday next week. It's a long, long holiday weekend in my neck of the woods with the upcoming All Saints Day and All Souls Day and, of course, Halloween. So wherever you are in the world, have a safe Halloween. We'll see you next month. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.